All right, thank you for joining the ESBC Sports Betting and Financial Podcast. That what we have here is a business meeting. And in all business meetings, you have to have a purpose and an outcome. And the purpose is always to make ourselves money. We've been doing really well. We're at around 450 ROI, return on investment. Tesla 600. A buddy of mine who's in the same industry as mine, and I help him pick stocks. If he hadn't picked the stocks I gave him, he would be at 20%. Periscope up. So we're very fortunate, lucky, and good that we can do that in the greatest country in the world and not qualify for that $2,000 stimulus payment. That's not to be, it's gonna be 600. But we give ourselves our own stimulus using business and financial concepts to wager on games. It's not just that, we teach decision science, right? Teach decision science. And in this particular episode, we check our perception because you learn more from games you bet wrong than games you got right, right? And to that end, we use the Hawthorne effect. The Hawthorne effect says that whatever you measure and track, you improve its performance by 20%. Football, they call it self-scouting. In politics, they call it an action review. Right? So you track your performance, you track your perception. And there's great movies out there like The 500 Days of Summer, the last series with Nicole Kidman, Hugh Grant, and The Upholding, or whatever the name of it was. But it was The Undoing, right? The Undoing, Bridget Jones, right? Where people have smart people, but their perception and reality are two different things. Two different things between what we hope for, what we wish for, and what reality is. That's why the number one rule of betting is never bet your own team, right? Because you overestimate your decision, right? Using business and financial concepts to bet on games. So focus on differentiating between games you got wrong because of the luck factor, because in probability theory, the highest level of probability is 80%, all right? And so between 80 and 100 is 20% luck factor. So you have to differentiate between the luck factor and your process and your decision-making ability, all right? So to that end, we're going to look at the games this week. And another thing that I noticed in talking with people who have been listening to the podcast, it is your feelings, right? Father knows best. So when you are wrong, when you have the wrong process, it is humiliating, right? It is embarrassing, right? However, you have to do it. You have to go through those feelings to get to the other side and to do well in life and in sports betting. That's why we're at 400% ROI, right? And we actually want to finish the year in a flurry between the NFL game year and the year period with college and maybe catch up to Tesla at 600%. So the first game we got wrong last week that we should have gotten right was and is, one concept has been that a lot of games that usually would go under last year, this year, went over because teams are out of shape, teams can't tackle because of COVID-19, and maybe the effects on the vascular system of COVID-19. So I needed to not bet in the past. Those who live in the past die in the past. You got to focus on what's going on now, today, right? And again, this week, there was a few games that I got under that I knew, right, would go over this year. But it's not easy to change bad habits, right? But I did it well enough that we've gotten 16 straight weeks of profit. So the Hawthorne effect has worked because nobody gets that. I know the guy, the sports guy of the Atlantic, was happy he got 3 weeks in a row. We got 15 weeks in a row. All right. Minnesota, New Orleans, that game was 100% going over. You have Greg Kubiak, who is the offensive coordinator for Minnesota. You have Coach Payton with the New Orleans Saints. Under normal circumstances, this game would have gone under. But with it being COVID-19, I was watching the game. There was a lot of missed tackles and a lot of tackles that are normally made during the year that were not. And this game easily went over. Arizona and the 49ers, we got that under because of the philosophy of the coach, right? And the 49ers, having a hurt team, had to protect the defense. So we did well there. So very happy about that one. The Bengals plus 8 and the under at the Texans, right? The same way bowl games at the end of the NFL season, you got to look and you got to read up on what's the motivation of the teams, right? And we should have done more research on the Texans' motivation that was not there. And again, a game that would normally be under but went over. But we did get the Bengals plus 8. So that was a good pick there. You live in the past, you die in the past. So I was focused too much on usually these games going over. I mean, going under. But this being COVID-19 and the Texas defense being the 2020 Texans defense and not the 2019 Texans defense, or maybe what they're going to be next year, which they should pick Elber House, the defense corner of the Colts, to take care of them. Haskins is a 100% disaster. He's a guy with mental health, impulse control issues. Whenever you see sexual deviance, it's impulse control, leads to interceptions, and it's bad for a quarterback. We should have been over that 100% and used our education. My wife's been a psychotherapist for 17 years. Use our education to pull the trigger on that. And it's reality, right? So you process it, you think it through, and I should have pulled the trigger and known, right, that the Panthers' first-year coach, Rule, he knows, he's a very good communicator, very good teacher, and he was going to have the Panthers motivated, right, to play versus Romeo Crennel, who did not have the Texans prepared to play. That's an evaluation we make, and that's using fundamental analysis. And fundamental analysis is a tool, not an end-all be-all, but it's a tool to predict the outcome of an investment, right? The way you ensure that a decision or a probability is at its highest level is by eliminating variables and covariables. Fundamental analysis, which is a tool to evaluate investments, one of the factors in it is corporate governance. That's why we look at the players. I mean, that's why we look at the coaches. That's why we look at the general managers, the athletic directors, the corporate governance, the control of the team, right? You evaluate that to evaluate your investment. And this is what this is. Just like we, you bet on stocks, wagering in football games uses the same process. All right. So we should have thought things through just a little bit more and gone with the Panthers and Mr. Rule being able to motivate Carolina better than Romeo Crennel motivated the Texans. But we got the under, right? So very proud that every week we got profit and we have such a high return on investment. The Seahawks and the Rams, very interesting. Because I see the Rams being analogous to the Florida Gators. Florida held back against LSU. And we bet that and we won that. And then what they held back, they used it against Alabama to make that game a lot closer than it would have been with it. Then if they would have showed it. And the Alabama defensive coordinator talked about that. He talked about there were a lot of things the Gators done that it's the first time they saw it. They never saw it in film. I think the Rams did that the same way. However, I think they held back again against Seattle because they're assured of being in the playoffs. So I'm going to bet the Rams this week, and I'm going to bet the Rams again in the playoffs because they're holding stuff back. And were they going to hold things back against Seattle with a division title on the line? I don't think the Rams want to win the division title because they lose more money, right, opening up the stadium with no fans there. So you got to look at the corporate governance, and you got to follow the money. Follow the money like any investment, like any market, right? So that is your last Hawthorne Effect for the year. We'll be back next year with the Hawthorne Effect. Tomorrow we'll be back with the NFL, the last picks of the year for the NFL year. And see if we're going to make sure we go 17-0. 17-0 weeks of profit. Last year we went 16-1. So we're talking about let me see, 16-16 is 32. So 32 out of the last 33 weeks of NFL seasons, we've gotten profit, right? Saving money for the pandemic and recession and social unrest. We love giving these picks away because there's no way you're, for the most part, unless you just dumped your money in a Tesla, but there's no way you're going to get this information. This information you cannot get anywhere else where you're getting actionable steps, not just the how, but the why on making money, watching games, and getting a phenomenal return. That the average return in the stock market is 50%. So us at 400%, we're giving you the information, but you just don't give a man a fish. You teach him how to fish. Feed a man for a day, right? Give the man a fish, feed him for a day. Show the man to fish or the woman to fish. Feed him or her for a lifetime, right? So that's what we're here about. We have a spirit and an action program of abundance. There's enough for everybody, right? $800 billion package just went through Congress. So there's a lot of money for everybody. And we always close with Winston Churchill. They got us through the last crisis. You make a living from your labor, but you make a life from what you give. Thank you for listening and growing to ESPC Betting and Financial Podcast. That's why this sport don't cost $800, and that costs $200. And I don't know what that costs, I'm just shaking the work. That's why I wear goods and shoes and roll my butt, and I get a limousine sometimes.